This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
236 on the sweet spot. Appreciate you being with us. We do have the hard line and why today doesn't suck coming up. And we will get to the NIT break momentarily, but we do have some breaking news that we do need to relay to the P1. And this involves
breaking news.
That's right, Jay. This involves Tiger Woods, who has been in yet another rollover crash. This time it happening in Jupiter Island, Florida, according to the Martin County Sheriff's Office. We don't have firm details yet about the cause of crash or Woods' condition. The Sheriff's Office is going to speak with reporters today at 4 o'clock Central Time. It happened just after 2 p.m. and happened in the same town where Tiger lives. A photo from the scene showed the vehicle lying on the driver's side. Now, of course, Tiger hasn't been like playing a ton of golf, but he has been in this
the video game league,
the TGL finals, where his Jupiter Lynx team lost to the LA Club, apparently, I think this past week. But of course, back in 2021 in February, he had a significant leg injury in the one car crash in Southern California that rolled several times that left him trapped inside the vehicle. He had to have a ton of surgeries, and the fact he's even back playing golf is pretty incredible after that one. But we don't know the condition of Tiger Woods right now.
Yeah, we don't know many details yet. Of course, the ones from the 2021 crash are coming back, and it, you know, you just read the headline, it reads pretty similar to the same situation. I mean, it's in Jupiter, Florida, his hometown again. The one in 2021, he was
California.
He was driving 90 miles per hour in a 45. Hit his Genesis, flipped and hit a tree or something. So it's crazy that it keeps happening again. You know, it sucks.
Yeah. So I'm sure if we get new details on this, we will break in. But
yeah,
in the time being, I guess let's
have some fun.
Let's get to the NIT.
Yeah,
break.
Let's do the NIT.
Hope Tiger's okay.
Yeah, every Friday at this time, we have six candidates this week. A very strong field. I will present the candidates, and the committee will vote on their favorite. Let's start with candidate number one, the ironically named Dylan Reed, as you like to say at times. And that might fit this e-break. So Dylan was doing tickers, and this was last week, so this is a late entry. But this one has to make the field.
Okay.
This is a... Now, Killer will has some e-breaks where he's flubbed some tickers, hasn't been able to get through it.
They amplify... Well, I have trouble with liners.
Yeah.
You do, and so does... So does Dylan. So does a lot of us. They're hard.
And Jay,
okay?
Jay does the top 10, so you got a lot going on. You got to voice it. You got to make sure the audio's right. And on top of all that, you have to do the ticket ticker.
And this was during the tournament, so there was a ton going on.
A lot of moving parts.
Let's hear Dylan's ticker from last week.
The ticket ticker.
This ticker brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, ET's Market and Bakery, Diamond Factory, and GiveMeTheVin.com.
Crushed it.
Day one of March Madness is underway. Let's take a look at those scores. TCU took down Ohio State 66-64. Duke outlasts... Sinea 71-65.
Sinea?
And we got our first upset with High Point upsetting Wisconsin 83-82. Some live scores from the games that are going on right now. The computer has frozen. Okay, well, here we go. The live scores right now, you got VCU down 70-74 versus North Carolina.
70-74.
Michigan is beating Howard 63-56. Texas up 48-40 on BYU. And Texas A&M taking care of business against St. Mary's 42-26. NFL owners set to vote on a Raiders succession plan despite owner Mark Davis unwilling to sell the team. This ticker also brought to you by ClearSight LASIK and Lens. Visit ClearSightLASIKandLens.com to find out about their 2020 commitment or call 214-380-2020 today for your free consultation. That is the Ticket Ticker. I'm Dylan Reed on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
That's incredible. Man,
I thought I thought Saneya had a chance against Duke in the first round.
Look, Sienna's in the tournament every few years. Like, you gotta know just, like, basic crap like
that,
right?
If he had said Sierra, I could, okay, that would could be a typo, and he's reading through and says Sierra. But Saneya...
Yeah, man.
He just looked at Sienna and got Saneya out of it.
So, clearly, he was trying to pull up scores on a computer, and it didn't go too well for him there.
Mm.
And instead of just, like, hitting the eject button, he decided to wait for... the buffering to happen.
Just give a couple scores and then maybe move to the Mark Davis story.
Yeah. Also,
and then get out of there.
Underrated part of that, the very beginning, he read four sponsors. Typically for a ticker, you just read two, which makes me think that maybe he missed sponsors for a previous one.
Okay. Or they knew it was a Dylan ticker and they're like, yeah, we're paying for this. We're going to hear this on Friday afternoon or Friday morning, so let's double this up.
It's just incredible.
So there is candidate number one. Outstanding job, Dylan. Candidate number two. I feel like Corby is always a player in this every week. Pretty clean week for Corby, but he did have a little Mormon confusion.
Yeah. Okay, so
Her legal troubles are not going away.
The guy that she beat up or threw the chair at, Francisco Del Monte, what's his name?
Dakota Mortensen.
Okay, I was close.
You were so close.
Thank you. Was this the guy that she was super soaking with, or whatever they call it?
No. Her soft swinging partner was another one of the husbands. In the group.
I couldn't remember. She
started dating this guy after she was super soaking.
Okay, yeah, I couldn't remember soft swinging, but I knew the alliteration. That's why I said super soaking.
Well, you know, super soaking could be part of soft swinging. Not all soft swinging is super soaking, and not all super soaking is soft swinging, but they could overlap.
Yeah.
It's possible.
I wonder if Evan Grant will want to weigh in on this one.
It's possible. We'll have to ask.
What a trip to be Mormon.
It's true.
That's your takeaway
from
this?
That's the takeaway. You didn't do that with Puka Nacua.
Well, you get to soft soak and super swing.
Well,
and...
no, I don't think that's one of the tenets of the religion, though, is what I'm saying.
Oh.
Although I'm or flying blind or here. I mean, you know.
I'm more confused about the Mormon religion now than I was before. And I was very confused before. Oh, super soaking Corby. Another candidate every week. Got to have some ham on here.
Okay.
Always got to have some ham from Work in Progress on Sunday mornings.
This is why he was suspended.
Oh. He's actually, you know, he's doing traders, right? He's getting ready to, he's over in Scotland. Oh. So maybe it's a suspension leading into him being on traders.
He's such a trader.
He's great. Does it surprise you that ham had a misspeak on Sunday?
Around 4:40 p.m., he shot his grandmother. Then he dragged her body onto the porch.
Gosh.
Police, when they responded there, pronounced her dead on the scene.
What's the motive here?
The reason why he shot her.
Detexa.
Was English your first language there?
Detectives say.
There you go.
That they got into a heated argument.
Detexa. It's one of those when you first hear it, you don't even, like, with context, you don't know what he's trying to say.
Yeah.
Like, is he saying Texas?
Detexa.
Detectives. Oh, good old ham. Sean, you're up this week.
Yes.
In opening day.
Yes.
So, of course, we're going to talk baseball.
Uh-huh.
For 2 hours at least. We could keep going.
Duh.
Also some lactation on opening day.
This is less medical than Zach Wheeler losing his rib and keeping it. Garrett Stubbs, who's not in the lineup today, the backup catcher for the Phils, just had he and his wife had a child.
Oh, beautiful.
And his wife is obviously producing lactation. And he decided...
That was weird.
Yeah, that was very... Mark that, Jay. I didn't expect you to say lactation in the top spot.
She's lactating.
Okay.
And
naturally.
They decided, for whatever reason, to put it on TikTok of them just taking a shot.
And it was funny because I didn't know where the story was going. And when you said lactation, I'm like, think this will probably have something
Should
to
I
do.
Should I say booby milk next
yeah,
time?
Yeah, like booby milk.
Dumb
or
it
just
down for you.
Just to, we can just say lactating or not lactating, depending on who we're talking about.
Lactation.
Yeah.
Obviously.
She's
it's the
baby.
Throat clear right before it, too.
Yeah.
Lactation.
Obviously producing lactation.
It's spring, bro. We're all dealing with crud.
And some of us are lactating. Had a very good, I know Lando really liked that too yesterday, wearing his Jock Peterson jersey. And our final two candidates, this comes from the same man yesterday. Jay King has been running the board for us. Jay is always awesome. Jay hasn't been able to get strike one this week. He's gone through a lot, got into a car accident, he's been going through it, but still coming to work. Been an athlete. You've been doing this. You've had a good week. It's just a couple little hiccups here and there.
You're not letting a toothache slow you down.
No, you're not.
Yesterday was my toughest day on the board and ticket since I've been hired at the ticket.
But we've gotten good content from it. And yes, Justin would not have showed up because he has a toothache. Let's start with the first one. This was during E! News, beginning of the segment. Didn't go so well. And we also get a good J drop from this.
On Sports Radio, 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket. It's 4:59.
It was confusing. I get it.
Spotify plays.
It's always Spotify's fault. It's The Hard Line. Happy Thursday to you. It's a short show. 60 more minutes of The Hard Line, which will include the rant revival and a look at today's tremendous first day of Ranger baseball.
Ugh.
But first, we stopped out for that.
Burn it down.
Entertainment news for you.
Which is brought to you by... Oh, no.
Oh, no, man. All Pro Foundation. Okay.
There you go. All Pro.
All right. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is.
Dave.
Thank you.
That might be the most J drop ever. I don't know.
I've never heard that beat down before.
Defeated?
Jay is never defeated. He never gives up.
Oh,
and then,
man. So good.
I don't know, man.
Oh, no.
I don't know, man.
Every time we go to Jay for a sponsor now, I just want to hear.
That's great.
I don't know, man. So great. There's Jay. Let's fast forward about 15 minutes. Mm. The next segment, the rant revival. Let's see if Jay sticks the landing here.
All sports, all the time radio station of record is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
And the rant.
I'm having a tough day.
It's okay.
It's the rant featuring NX Davey, Corby the Snake Davidson, and your host and creator. Not your creator, the creator of the rant, Gordon.
Well, we don't know. Brought to you by.
He's probably not your creator.
Eatsy's Market and Bakery.
Thank you, Jay, very much.
Thank you.
Okay, so
all right.
Well, this is a story.
Preface. So awesome. And I love that, Jay. Love that you turn your mic on. If there's not something, we'll just kind of talk your way through it. I love it.
Better than dead air.
Yes.
Yeah. Dead air scares me, so I'll make up something.
We got snoring Jay.
Yeah, well, I knew how the rant revival theme starts.
Yeah.
We need to isolate that hum, too.
Yeah.
That's great.
Maybe pair that with... Do you have it?
And the rant.
So insane.
We can have that with snoring EA.
Oh my god.
Oh, so those are your six candidates. Is it Dylan reading a ticker with Sania? Is it Mormon Corby? Is it Detective Ham? Is it Lactating Sean? Is it, I don't know, Jay? Or is it Rant Revival Jay? Let's start with leadoff Lando.
Producing lactation.
Okay. Sean, vote. Killip.
I'm going to have to go with Jay forgets the rant open.
Okay. Very solid. Jay.
Give me Dylan Reed's ticker.
Okay. All over the board here, Sean. Very important vote.
I feel like Dylan's ticker was the worst, but it didn't happen within the week. So because of that, I'm going to vote for the rant revival, because that just that tickled me in a good way.
So I could tie this up, or I could send this thing home. And that rant was so funny. That's a great, three great e-breaks from Jay this week. Very much made me laugh. Jay, congratulations. You are this week's NIT winner. Killer, how many we got?
That is Jay's second victory overall.
Congratulations. Two. Let's hear the rant revival open again.
All the time radio station of record is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
And the rant.
I'm having a tough day.
It's okay.
It's the rants featuring Gen-X Davey, Corby the Snake Davidson, and your host and creator. Not your creator, the creator of the rant, Gordon.
Well, we don't know. Brought to you by.
He's probably not your creator.
Eatsy's Market and Bakery.
Thank you, Jay, very much.
Thank you.
Okay, so all right. This is a story.
Amazing.
Jay, congratulations. That needs to be the new rant revival open every single week.